SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, we shine the spotlight on the L&T 4-H Club in Spanish Town. And don't forget to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. The Lauriston and Thompson Penn L&T 4-H Club in Spanish Town has been praised for its 17 years of service to youth in the community. Two of those efforts are the upgrade of the Lauriston Basic School in 2008 in partnership with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, and the annual Stew Festival organized by the club each November. The 120-member club is focused on empowering and educating young people while beautifying communities. Addressing the 70th anniversary celebration ceremony recently, Executive Director of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Ronald Blake, says of its over 40 community clubs, L&T is making the most important mark on community development. He says the group has facilitated business ownership and provided training, education, and job opportunities for its members. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Jamaica 4-H Club, Senator Norman Grant, says the group is a shining example to society.
Over the next 12 months, the Jamaica 4-H Club will intensify our efforts to establish more community clubs which will have the type of impact that the Lauriston and Thompson Town Community Club is having on this community as a part of the mission to empower our communities and to have safer communities.
The Minister of Education has developed specific guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At the grades 1 to 3 level, our directive is that one supplementary book should be purchased at each grade, and this can be a reader, something that will assist the student in gaining additional information as they go through the integrated curriculum. At the grade 4 to 6 level, the recommendation is that parents purchase the GSAT workbooks for four areas: language arts, mathematics, science, social studies. This, of course, would be adequate with the books that the ministry will be providing at the primary level. At the grade 7 to 9 level, we ask parents to purchase the literature books because these are not provided by the ministry on the loan scheme. If there are students with specific learning needs, where the schools need to look at additional material that will meet those needs, we ask to include these on the book list, but these have to be approved by our education officers.
Chief Education Officer, Dr. Grace McLean.
Through Vision 2030, Jamaica is hoping to provide the best learning environment and facility for every child. Work is being done for students to leave secondary school well-rounded with exposure to the arts, sport, and a broad understanding of Jamaica's history and culture. You too can help in transforming Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
In 70s and 80s, have a pound, you can go to the market. And you buy a bus, you get your goods, you buy your goods, you have uncared carried home. You take 10 shillings and go to the shop, you have your buy your grocery. It serve if you go into another week. Go to the beef shop, there was meat was cheap. 2 and 6, 1 and 2 pence, and then the best of meat you get in those days. Fish, you name it.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Simply email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's program. Thanks for your company. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Prince Moore. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.